This is KUT, a program that helped women in rural parts of Texas navigate the state's complicated healthcare system is being phased out next year. That's even though a new study out of UT Austin shows the program helped increase breast and cervical cancer screenings in those areas. KUT's Ashley Lopez reports.
Rosa Gell taught women in South Texas about the importance of cancer screening, and then she helped them find a way to get those services. She did this through a state-funded program called Friend to Friend. The program, Gell says, incorporated cancer education with a voucher system that directly paid for health services. And she says it became really popular among a population of mostly low-income women in isolated parts of the state.
Once they found out that we were giving out vouchers, I mean, they were coming in droves, you know. I'm just going to give you an example. Just in Hidalgo County, we had an event this year in February, and we had over 250 ladies come to that event.
A new research published in the Journal of Cancer Education shows this was an effective program. Derek Falk, a doctoral candidate at UT Austin, studied Friend to Friend and the state's Patient Navigator program.
The big takeaways of this study primarily show that you can increase the rates of breast and cervical cancer screening by using patient navigation.
Falk says these community-based patient navigation programs helped people find their way through a really complicated and fragmented healthcare system. His study found there was an almost threefold increase in the likelihood of obtaining both mammograms and pap screenings among women who were put in contact with a navigator.
And basically, that allows quicker times to diagnosis, in this case for cervical and breast cancer, and quicker treatment times, things like that, which we know are contributing factors to health disparities.
The program started in 2012, and Rosa Gell says at one point thousands of women were turning to them for help. But when they asked for another round of funding from the taxpayer-funded Cancer Prevention and Research Institute of Texas, they didn't get it. Right now, Gell says the patient navigators are tying up loose ends with the last batch of clients, but they will only be working through February. Gell says the situation is frustrating and disappointing.
We are no longer going to be able to help these ladies, you know, that have finally received some type of medical care. They're on their own again.
The spokesperson for the Cancer Prevention and Research Institute says the Friend to Friend application was part of one of the most competitive cycles for prevention grants. He says the group failed to get a recommendation from a peer review panel, but they have an opportunity to resubmit their application by March of 2017. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.